Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody.
Good afternoon, folks.
Welcome to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. Hey, we started a little early today, so we got a little extra time. Well, a whole 1 minute. A whole 1 minute early.
We'll figure out how to use it.
We'll figure out how to use it. We'll come up with some good stuff. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Every Wednesday, Mountain Standard Time, 1 p.m., we bring you what's called Wellness Wednesday on the Country Doctor and Nutritional Center Facebook page. We also record today's discussion on our audio Total Wellness Radio experience, and that can be found on Spotify and on all the major platforms that you folks are familiar with that carry podcasts that you love to listen to and enjoy. So we're going to be posting that later on today to Total Wellness Radio. Let me fix my display here real fast, and that way it'll quit doing what it was doing to me. There we go. So today's topic, hey Rita, thanks for joining us.
Hi Rita.
Today's topic is on sciatica. Mm-hmm. People that struggle with and have sciatic nerve concerns. We see this quite a bit. Mm-hmm. In our clinic. And we have identified many different contributing factors. A high percentage, obviously, goes to structural challenges. But there's some other things that we've identified. And there's a couple of different terms that have been used to describe the different types of sciatic nerve problems that people can have. So, basically, what we're dealing with by definition is down the back side of the leg through the buttocks area, low back, and that will wrap around to laterally to the front of the leg, okay, into the quad muscle, low back, and through the buttocks is inflammation and pain along that nerve pathway. Mm-hmm. And usually, and like I say, a vast majority of percentages of people, hey Ari, thanks for joining us, deal with this from several different angles. One is women especially who've gone through pregnancy can complain of sciatic nerve pain developing during pregnancy or shortly thereafter delivery. More often than not, not always, but most often it does go away in time. Especially if the woman learns to do a lot of stretching or massage or stumbles on our recipe, our Epsom salts, ginger powder bath recipe, which we will give out that information today for you folks to start using at home. It's an amazing therapy bath, great for men and women. And we're going to give you the recipe for that in today's broadcast. So anything else? Sciatic neuralgia and sciatic neuritis. There's two different terms.
Yes.
That people are familiar with. And they kind of let us know that there's a mechanical involvement. That's the neuralgia type. You had a slipped disc at one time. Mm-hmm. Was it a slipped disc or herniated?
Herniated
disc. Did that give you sciatic, or did it just really hit the back?
No, just mostly the back for
me. Okay.
I was lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody who's ever had sciatica knows the kind of pain that they're in. With that very burning, very deep, stabbing, radiating type pain. So, yeah. But the neuralgia type, sciatic neuralgia, is based on, again, a mechanical, structural, slip disc, herniated disc, misalignment, right? Really benefits tremendous from chiropractic, massage, different things like that. The neuritis type, itis, anything that ends in itis
is more inflammation.
Is more of the soft tissue inflammation, that's right, mm-hmm. that is, and it's one of the most
common. Pressure on that nerve.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
Yeah. That's one of the most common that we find is the inflammatory type, you know, soft tissue. So we'll use like percussor adjuster. We'll encourage people to do the Epsom salt ginger powder bath. And for those of you just listening and don't know about that, one of the therapy baths that we've used for years, decades really, that's proven itself time and time again to be extremely therapeutic in two ways. One, relieves a lot of discomfort throughout all the soft tissue of the body. And number two, it will greatly reduce stress, which promotes better sleep quality.
Yeah.
So the two kind of go hand in hand.
Well, it also opens the pores and allows the ginger powder and the Epsom salts to actually pull toxins out of the body also.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that, and in pulling the toxins out, it helps to relieve the inflammation.
Yeah. Yes. The actual recipe is 2 pounds of Epsom salts, not a cup or two. But 2 full pounds of Epsom salt dissolved in the bath water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As hot as you can take.
Yep. As hot as you can handle it. Dissolve that in there. But also, just normal grocery store condiment ginger powder that most people have in their cupboards in their kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Take 2 tablespoons and put in a coffee cup. And on the stove, bring water to boil. And pour boiling water into that coffee cup, 2/3 full. And stir it vigorously.
Yes.
Really stir it up good.
Make sure that you dissolve all of that ginger into the water. Don't leave clumps.
Yep. You don't want a bunch floating on the top in the bathtub. You want to really dissolve it thoroughly. So stir it thoroughly with boiling water.
Yep.
And then you add that to the bath water, right? And it'll kind of displace throughout, kind of make it a rusty color.
Yeah.
You know?
Most of the time.
Don't use it if your tub has jets. Find a tub that doesn't have jets to it. Don't put it in the hot tub. Right? That's not gonna be a good place to do that that recipe. But in a normal bathtub, soak up to here for 20 minutes, 30 minutes max, but up to here, just soaking for 20 minutes. Okay, and what happens is, as Craig mentioned, he's absolutely right. The pores, when exposed to hot water, expand. Okay.
Open up.
And the Epsom salt has a drawing effect. It pulls toxins out of the tissue. But the ginger powder is a natural anti-inflammatory, and it's absorbed directly into the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through, all the soft tissue of the body. So it's a natural anti-inflammatory being drawn right into those areas from the tips of the ears all the way to the bottoms of the feet when you're soaking in that tub of hot water in that recipe. And again, soak in there for a minimum of 20 minutes.
Maximum of 30.
About maximum of 30 minutes. And it's one of the most amazing therapy baths. You can use it as often as you wish at home. Very safe, very effective, and man.
It kind of noodles you out to where you go in and you lay down and boom, you go
right
out to sleep.
Yeah. It's very, very, very relaxing. Great for relieving stress. And it's just one of those wonderful therapies that has stood the test of time clinically in terms of giving it to folks for the sciatic nerve or other issues structurally in the body. But mm-hmm. for sciatic nerve, amazing, amazing, amazing relief can be experienced with that. So share that possible cause, because we're going to give you a list of some, the most common possible causes. And Craig reminded me of one that we discovered, actually.
Yeah.
We actually discovered it clinically, working with people over the years, and I had forgot to list it, so Craig's going to share it with you.
Well, to me, that's the first one that should be on the list,
yeah.
And that's metal and chemical toxicities in the body will get trapped in that sciatic nerve.
Yep.
And so one of the things that you want to look at doing is trying to do a metal and chemical detox. If you're having sciatic problems.
Mm-hmm.
In using the percussor and that helps to relax that tissue, and then the Epsom salts ginger powder bath after helps to pull those toxins out, and it will help a lot, along with things like heavy metal tincture,
mm-hmm.
Detox.
Foot baths help. Yeah.
Some of the other things that that are on this is, of course, a herniated disc or a slipped disc.
You really want to make sure you have a good chiropractor that you trust.
Yeah. If you have something like that causing this. Yeah.
We've worked with several over the years. We have great chiropractors here in Cheyenne. I know that Dr. Judd over at Cairo now sees a lot of clients from our office. We kind of mutually share that service position. Now we do the nutrition, he does the structural, and just a great guy and a great office to work with. There's several. Find the chiropractor in your location that you can trust and have some faith in. You feel comfortable
with.
Yeah, because no different than naturopaths or herbalists or anything else, massage therapists. Chiropractors all vary. Their approach, their philosophy is a little different at times, their level of experience, and so on. Mm-hmm. So find a good one.
Thyroid dysfunction, which a lot of times will cause obesity.
Yeah.
And obesity can put pressure on that sciatic nerve. So one of the things that you'll want to do, and we'll get to that more with the nutritional applications, is to get on a lifestyle change, dietary-wise, that actually helps you to, over a long period of time, lose some of the weight that you're carrying.
Yeah, sustainable, right? Mm-hmm. We got to find these new dietary and lifestyle habits that are sustainable. A lot of times people are reluctant to make changes because they don't know if they can fully commit, right? Well, you don't have to fully commit for perfection's sake. You have to fully commit that if you're wanting to get from point A to point B, that you're willing to go a little bit every day in that direction, that you're going to willing to take on a little more responsibility, take on a little more accountability, and it might take 6 months or a year, okay, to get these new diet and lifestyle habits on point. And nobody does it perfect.
If you're eating a good, healthy lifestyle and living a good, healthy lifestyle, you can't help but to lose weight.
Yeah. The byproduct of getting metabolism straight is, the byproduct of that is the weight loss kind of sheds. That's what happened with me, 36 pounds. I just changed the fuel I ate. It took 4.5 months, and now I'm back in the gym and kind of getting built up again a little bit, but nothing like what I used to be. And it was a change of fuel. It was a commitment to a change in fuel. And, the 6211 model is the one we use. It's the one we encourage. That's a starting point. And what that means is that model of eating is 6 vegetables, 2 fruits, 1 starch, and 1 meat protein every day. Now, not the only protein, but 1 meat protein. Then you can have seeds, nuts, eggs, things of that nature, other protein sources, just 1 meat source, no bigger than the palm of your hand, and the thickness of a deck of playing cards. That's kind of the ideal model for most people. Now, is that perfect for everybody? No. Certain athletes need different things, young and old, male and female, right? There's different variations of that. But Dr. Jensen, Bernard Jensen, was very specific. And here's a man who in his lifetime saw over 400,000 patients worldwide. So he had a pretty good sample size on helping people put together the right diet for their lifestyle and meet their needs of restoring health. And that was the model he worked with everybody. Then once they started, could vary it a little bit, right? Structured flexibility. The structure of 80-20, 6 vegetables, 2 fruits, that's the 80% of the diet on a daily basis, 20% some starch and protein, meat protein. That was his model, rule of thumb. Then you could adjust that accordingly based on the individual needs. And that's always the model. We've used that model for 20 years. We've gotten amazing results, seen amazing results people have gotten by utilizing that resource and executing on it. Again, not perfectly, but consistently. So
none of us are perfect.
Nope.
Okay, liver stress.
Liver. Again, I think that ties into your toxicity comment.
Yeah, once again, one of my favorite sayings is, these bodies are just a liver with legs because the liver cleans the blood.
Yeah.
And if we have toxins in our blood, the liver cleans it out. So we have to keep our livers in really good shape. Blood feeds everything throughout the body.
And for some reason, there seems to be an affinity in the nerve tissue, the myelin sheath nerve tissue in the body that runs through kind of the center line into the sciatic pathway that has an affinity for pulling these toxins out of the blood, out of the lymphatics, and have like a magnet.
Yeah, and then it adheres. They get trapped in there.
Yeah, and then the inflammation kicks in, and voila, there's a problem. So,
okay. Nutritional deficiencies like sodium and potassium. Now, when we say sodium, we're not talking about table salt, folks. We're talking about sodium that is
food grade,
derived through plants. You know, you'll find that virtually all plants have some sodium in them. I don't know. I'm trying to think what's one of the best that sodium potassium foods.
Dr. Jensen was very clear on that, and he was actually so clear on it that he wrote in his book, The Chemistry of Man, and there are pages in there that talk about the best sodium-rich foods, A to Z, apples, oranges, apricots, things of that nature, sodium-potassium-rich food. Yes, bananas on the potassium-rich foods list, but so are certain seeds and nuts on that list as well. So we don't never want to pigeonhole or tunnel vision ourselves to just one specific thing that's going to be the end-all, be-all corrector of our needs, but yet look at a variety of things and pick and choose those 3 to 5 resources that we want to use on a regular basis. And diet's really no different. Looking at things that you want to add back, start adding them back consistently over time, giving the body a chance to respond, and that's how you get the best results.
So, if you're eating good fruits and vegetables, you know, hopefully organic, you'll find that it really helps to balance sodium and potassium. One of the other ways is through like bee pollen.
Yeah,
that's
honey.
Another really good thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That helps to balance
sodium and potassium. Great food source for balancing that. So, people who have sodium potassium issues also tend to have heart palpitation issues, muscle cramps, fatigue easily, and horrendous allergies.
Yep.
We've seen that as well by just correcting those things, by just balancing out sodium and potassium. And in Chinese medicine, it's kind of interesting. On the right side, and I know in the video here, it's going to come across backwards, but on the right side of the body, in Chinese medicine, the right side is potassium and the left side is sodium. Okay? And the reason the heart, and this is just kind of a piece of information from a Chinese medical perspective, the heart is a potassium organ, but it lives slightly sodium side of the body. So sodium-potassium effects on the heart, very well documented and very real in terms of those heart palpitations and lack of stamina and energy, muscle cramps, allergies, things like that.
So, and one of the reasons why you want to get good sodium and potassium, as well as other minerals, you know, micro, macro minerals, is because the body will hold on to toxic minerals
if
it doesn't have enough good natural and healthy minerals.
That's right.
So, if you're going to detox bad minerals out, you have to replace them with good. Or the body will do everything it can to hold on to those other minerals because it has to have minerals, even if they're the wrong kind.
Yeah.
Let's see. Chronic injuries.
Show me a bronc rider and I'll show you someone who's got, sciatic nerve problems. Yeah. But, that's self-inflicted.
You know, a lot of, people that are in the trades and stuff like that, that work a lot and bend over, pick things up, you know, they get low back pain.
Yep.
And that's what happened with me as I slipped a disc picking up a 600-pound door.
Oof.
Trying to set it in place. I should have waited until I had some more help.
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah, it would have saved me a lot of pain and suffering. But chronic injuries are one of the things that can cause sciatic problems.
Yeah.
And once again, we revert back to find a good chiropractor.
Chiropractic, massage therapy.
Yeah.
Acupuncturist.
Let's see. Overexertion.
Sounds like you did with the door.
Yeah, just same thing as what we're talking about. Is just, physically we can throw things out of balance, by not lifting properly, or, you know, bending down wrong, bending and turning at the same time. Those things can sometimes cause some problems. So try to be very, very careful. Lift with your legs, not your back. Let's see.
Metabolic dysfunction, diets. What that's referring to is people that are eating way too much sugar.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. At the end of the day, you show me somebody's got any kind of inflammation going on in their body on a regular basis that's not maybe injury-induced, or they're going to the gym and hitting it hard, that type of inflammation or discomfort. But you show me somebody that's having that on a regular basis, and I can do a week's worth of food logs with them and pretty much pick out the foods that are like gas on a fire.
Yeah, to any kind of inflammation.
And causing inflammatory responses in the body. People need to wake up and take some responsibility for where they're at in life and where they aren't at in life. And what I mean by that is their habits and the choices they're making. You know, if you make some really good, tough choices today, like I'm going to avoid those foods, I'm going to really cut back on that.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability. I'm really going to, and that's for many, because of the lifestyles we have, that's a challenging decision. That's a tough choice. But if you make tough choices today and take action on them, 10 years from now, you get to live an easy life. Mm-hmm. If all you're doing is just continuing to make simple, easy choices, not paying much attention, they don't produce much effort, they don't take much effort, right? Easy, right? 10 years from now, you're going to have a hard life. So the choice is ours, right? To develop that discipline on the choices that we make.
Quality of life, folks.
The health you have is the health you built, period. Yeah. Can't blame mom and dad, can't blame the genetics, can't blame all the, you know, these circumstances. It's my habits, right, that put on an extra 36 to 40 pounds on me years ago. It was my habits that did that. Can't blame anybody but me. And when I made the choice, made the decision to change that and for the better and develop new habits, again, not perfect, I get to live a much easier life today because I've already executed on challenging choices. So,
okay, nutritional applications.
Yep, some specifics now.
Some specific things. Nerves, especially sciatic nerves, really like B vitamins.
B complex.
Complex B. Now, we're not talking about store-bought B. We're talking about a food source complex B that is the whole vitamin B, not just a portion of it. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you
make sure it's whole food sources. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people used to put brewer's yeast, a little bit of brewer's yeast in their smoothies, right? In the morning. Brewer's yeast, sprinkle it on food. Brewer's yeast actually tastes really good. That is a natural source, food source, as an example, of B complex nutrients. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Obviously we use a lot of standard process. In our clinic here in Cheyenne, and we use cataplex B or cataplex B12 or trace mineral B12 or folic acid B12. Different constituents work together synergistically to deliver these Bs to the system depending on what the person needs. But the B complex should always be, as with any nutrition that we take in or supplement, really should be a whole food source, whole food concentrate or herbal extract. That's where you're going to get the best quality. So.
Proteolytic enzymes.
We talk about these almost every week.
To relieve inflammation. Proteolytic enzymes, when you take them, when you take enzymes away from food, the body will use them proteolytically to bring down inflammation.
Yep.
It's a natural occurring thing. But you have to take them away from food.
Yep. Hey, Robert.
You know, like if you're taking one with each meal, take a couple at bedtime if you're having sciatic problems or you're having any kind of inflammatory pain.
Bromelain, which comes from pineapple, is one of the ones we've used in the past with many people who've had, you know, kind of the systemic body aches and pains, inflammatory responses are elevated in the body. They can tell. They'll take anywhere from 3 to 5,000 milligrams at night on an empty stomach. Bromelain is one of the very best proteolytic enzymes.
Kids
you can take in.
Kids with growing pains.
Kids with growing pains.
Look at things like a...
So what happens is when you take those, on an empty stomach, they go proteolytic, like Craig was mentioning, they go into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. They're not utilized in just the digestive tract to break down foods. They're actually absorbed, processed through the liver, and then spread through the lymphatics, through the blood flow in the system of the body, and they eat away at debris that don't belong, i.e. the inflammatory protein-like chains that have been developed because of inflammation that eats away at that and helps the body discard it very easily. So
I was thinking of papaya enzyme.
Thank you. I knew if I just kept talking, you'd figure it out.
Yeah.
Papaya is okay. It's really more of a digestive aid. Your bromelain.
But it helps kids because kids will eat it because it tastes good.
Papaya enzymes they will take. That's true. They love the taste of those. White willow bark containing remedies are always great for inflammation.
Nature's aspirin.
Nature's aspirin. Without the side effects of upsetting your liver or giving you bleeding tissue in the stomach that can be life-threatening. Yeah. Like
ulcers.
Like other aspirin-related type substances out there.
Yeah.
It's not white willow bark.
Yeah. We try to keep people away from that as much as we possibly can.
You bet.
Calcium and magnesium.
Yep.
Once again, calcium and magnesium, they feed the muscles mm-hmm. in the body. They also help to relax the human body.
Yep. It's best natural to take, muscle relaxers.
It's best to take either one of them or both of them in the evening before you go to bed because they'll help to relax you into and get your body into more of a relaxed state so you can sleep better.
Herbal remedies that we use like valerian, passion flower, kava kava, skullcap, mm-hmm. these different types of herbal remedies and where they can be found, you know, as far as like HP Relief Plus, you can get them out of Nervine, mm-hmm. you know, some of the vitamin and or the primary, the mineral type nutrients from an herbal standpoint are going to be found in things like BF and C, skin, hair, and nails, things of that nature. So
yeah, another thing you want to do is look at eating. I know a lot of people don't like it, but like kelp.
Oh, yeah, dulse and kelp. Yeah.
And
bladder wreck,
Yeah, the reason you eat those is because they have a lot of micro macro minerals from the sea.
Which we don't get exposed to enough.
We don't get near enough of.
Yeah.
Including some iodine that helps feed the thyroid, going back to one of the other causes, which is thyroid dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So, just some things to think about. Some dietary and lifestyle applications.
We're going to finish up these pretty quickly because we both got to get into an exam room here in just a few minutes. So we're going to zip through them.
Okay, decrease your weight.
Number one, if there's ability to get your metabolism straightened out and a byproduct of that is to lose weight, which takes stress off the nerves and other pathways, do it.
And to help you do that, eat a nice, healthy diet of 80-20.
Yep.
Like we talked about
80-20 rule.
Okay.
Adopt that model.
Do the best you can to avoid sugar.
Yep.
In other words, you have to start reading some labels and paying attention to some of the stuff you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid caffeine. Now, yep. I usually won't talk about that with people because I know that...
Hey, we drink coffee.
We drink coffee. And so,
that being said...
If you have sciatic problems, though...
When people come to the clinic and they have issues and they're drinking a pot and a half every morning...
We talk
about 8 to 10 cups. Then we talk about, you know,
bringing it down a little bit.
Let's bring that down a little bit.
Go to 1 or 2 instead of 8 to 10.
Yeah.
Let's see. Avoid sodas. Oh,
yeah,
my
the
goodness.
The carbonated stuff, the sugar, processed sugar stuff. Oh.
It's just so bad for you. Even the, you know, like the monster drinks and all of those things, they're very, very bad for you. They're worse than caffeine by far. I mean, you know.
One of the biggest challenges we face with those types of products is that the body has to rob minerals and vitamins from its reserves, from its own tissue and from its own restorers in order to process that stuff. And that's how we create nutritional deficiency diseases. There's two ways, by the way, that this happens. One is excess sugar, and the other is just consuming foods that aren't nutrient-rich.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the 80-20
really
model.
Foods.
They're not really food. They're fillers. So.
Yep.
Get a good chiropractor.
Yep. Correct any kind of muscle skeletal issues as best you can.
Yep.
make sure that before you start working out, or if you're in the trades or something like that and you're working physical, stretch a little bit in the morning before you go to work. It never can hurt you. And do some core strengthening exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not using your back for everything. You're using your core.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. The Epsom salts, ginger powder bath, we already went over that.
And we gave you the recipe for it.
Yep. And balancing the sodium and potassium.
Yep.
And once again, we went over that, you know, teaspoon of honey.
Every day.
You know.
Local, preferably. Unfiltered, yeah. Preferably.
Good.
Not the little honey bear.
No, not the little honey bear.
Or the little packets that are high fructose corn syrup mixed in.
Try to get unpasteurized, unhomogenized honey. Because if it's been pasteurized or homogenized, all it is sugar that tastes like honey.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not a good choice.
No. Nope.
It's not a whole food source. So the closer it is to the way nature created it.
The way bees made it.
The way bees made it, the better off you are.
So. Okay.
All right, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. We as always welcome you to join us next week. Next week, we're going to discuss eyes, eye health. Maybe we should do some things about that. Readers, I'm just too lazy to take them off. Next week is eye health at Wednesday. What is that? The 16th of November. And 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, please look up the Total Wellness Radio podcast. Hopefully you'll join us there as we have over 380 different episodes that we've posted over the last 5 years. Not just topics and discussions on topics and natural approaches to helping with those health concerns, but we've also had the privilege of interviewing health practitioners from around the world, literally. I just did one last week, a week or so back with a young lady, Belinda Fetke, from Tasmania, Australia. Yep. And what a conversation we had. So, and we've got lots of those coming in the near future as well with practitioners from all over the country, all over the world, using natural, non-invasive approaches that you can use their resources as well to restore optimum health. So we're not the only ones doing this.
No, we are not.
This is extremely popular and growing by leaps and bounds. So,
well, it's because people are tired of the other way.
Well, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yep. So, thank you so much for joining us. Take care. Be blessed. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Be good.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.